Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Wrights Football Show. It is week number 5 in this high school football campaign as the Wrights Panthers are coming off a 20-7 win over the Central Bears this past Friday night, and they have now improved their record to 4-1. Actually, this is week number 6, just flying by. I'm Dan filling in for Brad for the Wrights Football Show this week. Corey Brunson will be joining us again, the Panthers with a win, and now they will be heading to Castle for a huge game coming up on Friday night. We'll talk to Coach Brunson about the win over the Bears and this week's preparation, get ready to head to Castle, all part of the Wrights Football Show coming up next here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Bentley Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bentley Land.
Kim Schnell, Nunnemaker Insurance Agency is the go-to company for your insurance needs. Kim, how can you help with insurance?
I can assist you with all your needs, including auto, home, recreational vehicle, motorcycles, and much more. As an independent agency, we represent numerous companies that can fill all your insurance needs at a reasonable price with excellent coverage options.
Come on now, give her a call for a free estimate at 812-550-2409 or visit her office at 421 North St. Joe, just a block off historic Franklin Street.
Leroy's Tavern, family owned and operated since 1970, proudly supporting all our local sports teams. Tons of great specials, Sunday, Monday, Thursday, $1 Busch Light pints, or our fabulous $9 lunch special Monday through Friday. 2023 People's Choice for Best Place to Karaoke and Sports Bar. Come watch the games with us. It's just like watching at home, but with better food and colder beer. Leroy's Tavern, located at 2659 Mount Vernon Avenue in Evansville.
Back here on the Wrights Football Show on this Monday afternoon, head coach Corey Brunson joining us. Coach, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing well, doing good.
All right, well, thanks for a few minutes of your time, as always. And, well, we get to the halfway point of the season this past Friday night. Everybody in the state guaranteed at least 10 games. You're 4-1 after a 20-7 win over the Central Bears. Just overall, before we talk specifics, Corey, just some overall thoughts on the win over Central.
It's always a good win, especially in this conference. You know, every week I think if you don't come prepared to play, you're in for a fight. And I was fortunate to pull one out. It was kind of a wild night. You know, it was just a physical game, and then we had delays with the weather, so it was just kind of a wild night, and I'm glad we were able to pull it off and get the win.
You're up 14-0 at the half. The Bears get the only touchdown of the third quarter. It's 14-7, one possession game, and then you guys again put the finishing touches there on the 12 minutes. But you know, you guys have had some games where, you know, it's not been decided until the second half. Just kind of talk about the mood of the football team in those final 12 minutes, with it being a one possession game against Central, then how you guys were able to execute and go up by two scores and eventually win it 20-7.
This group's been in a lot of close games. They've know what it takes to win. At all their levels, a lot of these groups have had success in most their 8th grade, 7th grade, JV, freshman. They've had a lot of success. So they know how to win. They just find a way to keep winning. They don't give up. They know it's a four. You got to play four quarters, and they just keep fighting to the end and playing hard. And they made the plays down the stretch, so they kind of get used to it.
Well, I mean, offensively, Amir Wilford, the talented freshman, everybody's been talking about him throughout the city. Another big night, 16 carries, 158 yards, and A.J. Coates finds the end zone three times. So, you know, running 171 yards against a pretty physical central defense. You got a freshman, you got a senior back there, so both ends of the spectrum grade-wise, but got a lot of production from those two guys on Friday night.
No, we did. I thought the O-line did some things well. I mean, Central gave us some different looks, and our guys adjusted well, and again, played physical, opened up the holes, and both Amir and A.J. did well. I mean, those two are kind of a thunder-lightning package. They both run hard and do a lot of good things, but again, it starts with those guys up front, and they did a good job here tonight of adjusting and make some changes, some adjustments, and played very physical.
Well, defensively, I mean, your run defense was phenomenal. I mean, you hold Central to 2 yards, and, of course, you had a lot of sacks on their quarterback, Brochures, but he had a big night throwing the football, 300 yards, and normally when an offense can put that kind of number together off, through the air, it probably doesn't bode well too much for the defense. So what were they doing? Anything different, or that, just as far as those guys and Brochures having a big night through the air?
They definitely threw the ball well. I mean, our defensively, we definitely do a good job each week so far of stop and run. Each week we kind of make some adjustments, some changes to improve our pass coverage. But they did a good job of getting the ball out quick. And defensively, we were kind of bend, don't break. They got to a certain point, and defense stiffened up a little bit and got the stop. So they definitely threw the ball well. But I think, we got down to that red zone, getting a little bit closer, our defense tightened up a little bit and made some plays down the stretch.
All right, so a big win. Like I said, any win in this conference is big, and we'll talk about, starting the second half on the road at Castle coming up Friday a little bit later. But I'm sure you guys, after that football game, wow, we got through this one. It doesn't, they don't ask how you win. It's just if you win, and to be 4-1 right now at the halfway point, just another big victory for Wrights this past Friday.
No, definitely, yeah, you're right. Every week is a tough week. You got to come ready to play, and be 4-1 right now. Again, the main thing is each week get better and better and get improving. So here in a few weeks when we start the sectional, we won't be playing our best football. It's kind of what last year's team did, and hopefully this year's team can do the same thing. We'll kind of take the positives from here tonight and fix all our mistakes, and hopefully this week versus Castle playing better and just keep getting better each week so whenever that tournament hits, we can make a little run similar to last year.
All right. We'll talk with junior linebacker Cade Vogel when this Wrights football show continues here on ESPN, 97.7 FM, The Ref. Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
Kim Schnell, Nunnemaker Insurance Agency is the go-to company for your insurance needs. Kim, how can you help with insurance?
I can assist you with all your needs, including auto, home, recreational vehicle, motorcycles, and much more. As an independent agency, we represent numerous companies that can fill all your insurance needs at a reasonable price with excellent coverage options.
Come on now, give her a call for a free estimate at 812-550-2409 or visit her office at 421 North St. Joe, just a block off historic Franken Street.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot the... never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Back here on the Wrights Football Show, week six for this Monday afternoon. Junior linebacker Cade Vogel joining us. Cade, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing well. Hey, well, thanks for a few minutes of your time. And, well, through the halfway point of the season, you guys hard-fought 20-7 victory over the Central Bears this past Friday night. It's 14-7 going in the fourth quarter. You guys get 6 points there to win it 20-7. Overall, just kind of your thoughts on the defensive performance last week.
Oh, we were doing good, man. We came up to a rough start with them getting that point on us, but we came back and stopped them at the yard and got a fumble.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, obviously the run defense was phenomenal last week. You guys sacked the quarterback several times. I think they finished officially with 2 yards of rushing. But, you know, Brochures had a big night throwing the football, well over 300 yards. So kind of as a linebacker, what maybe was he doing or maybe what you guys were not doing that allowed him to have kind of a big night at least throwing the football?
Well, we were getting picked out on a lot of the out routes. I'd run a lot of those same routes over and over and pick out which ones that we were getting beat on and just hit them all night.
Well, the thing of it is, I mean, again, you guys are up 14-7, and you guys, Coach Brunson talks about bending and not breaking, and then when you guys went up 20-7, had a little bit of breathing room. I'm sure that there was a lot of maybe a little bit of relief on that sideline when you guys had a 2-touchdown lead.
Oh, yeah, I got our confidence up a little bit. I came out more confident, that's for sure. I feel like the whole team did, especially our corners. They came out and started blocking passes.
Well, Cade, you know, since the loss to Jasper, you guys have won back-to-back games now. When defensively, through five games, you've only allowed 69 points. That's pretty impressive. What do you think has been the key to the success of this Wrights defense so far in the first half of the season?
I mean, we had a little struggle at the start with Jasper, but we've been watching a lot more film. Film is big key when it comes to defense. We've been watching a lot of run plays and stuff and getting the whole team watch defense coming together.
Well, you're 4-1. The Knights are 4-1. You go up there Friday night, second place kind of at stake, Jasper at 4-1, and then Memorial, and you guys got them next week. But I know all the attention this week will be on Castle. I don't know how much film you've had a chance to look at over the weekend, but your thoughts on Castle's offense?
Well, we'll come out hot with them because they're so run-heavy. We'll come in and we'll work on a lot of run defense and stuff. And, I mean, if it comes down to it, we'll get corners working on stuff too.
All right, so you expect Castle to come out like most of these teams do and try to establish the run to set up the pass?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, what, you know, just kind of your keys that you look for, Cade, quarterback, offensive line, do you look at running backs or the sets? I mean, when somebody says linebacker need to read their keys, what are you doing? Does it start with the quarterback?
Well, We actually start with guard and tackle. Guard and tackle will call every play you've got. And then we go to running back, quarterback, it's passed, then the inside receiver. It tells what defense is, plus little keys like linemen shifting their knees or something. It'll change up what they do and we can call them out on what they're doing.
Well, Wrights Castle to start the second half of the season. It's been a pretty intense rivalry over the years. How do you look at this Castle Wrights rivalry?
Oh, this is one of the biggest games of the year, man. I'm excited. This is one of my favorite games.
Okay. All right, Cade. Well, I really appreciate a few minutes of your time. Thank you so much. Have a great week of practice and all the best to you and the Panthers when you get to Castle on Friday night.
Well, thank you.
All right, that's Cade Vogel. We'll come back at the Scotty Report on the Knights from head coach Corey Brunson when this Wrights Football Show continues here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Leroy's Tavern, family-owned and operated since 1970, proudly supporting all our local sports teams. Tons of great specials, Sunday, Monday, Thursday, $1 Busch Light pints, or our fabulous $9 lunch special Monday through Friday. 2023 People's Choice for Best Place to Karaoke and Sports Bar. Come watch the games with us. It's just like watching at home, but with better food and colder beer. Leroy's Tavern, located at 2659 Mount Vernon Avenue in Evansville.
Kim Schnell, Nunnemaker Insurance Agency, is the go-to company for your insurance needs. Kim, how can you help with insurance?
I can assist you with all your needs, including auto, home, recreational vehicle, motorcycles, and much more. As an independent agency, we represent numerous companies that can fill all your insurance needs at a reasonable price with excellent coverage options.
Come on now, give her a call for a free estimate at 812-550-2409 or visit her office at 421 North St. Joe, just a block off historic Franklin Street.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571. Back here on the Wrights Football Show, week number six, and the Panthers will begin the second half of the campaign on the road. Huge game, second place at stake in the SIAC when Wrights calls on Castle Friday night. Head coach Corey Brunson will be joining us. Well, Coach, you take a look at this game, and obviously everybody's chasing Memorial. You still have them on your schedule coming up, well, in fact, the week after this one. But big ball game with Castle, both teams coming in 4-1. Overall, just kind of your thoughts as you break down the tape of Coach Hurt's team.
They're playing well. I think, week one, they lost to New Orleans, and I think it seemed like in that game, you know, they got some guys that got hurt, and I think they're, gradually each week, they got more and more guys back and, on a little win streak and playing well. So he's got them playing well, and it's going to be definitely a tough ball game, especially going there. It's always tough to go play there in Newburgh and Castle.
Well, the thing of it is, I mean, this is a pretty tough physical league, and I know talking to Coach Hurt last week, I mean, he just said, you know, Vincennes from a physicality standpoint, and, low-scoring game up there. You guys all know about Vincennes. You had a one-score game victory with them as well a couple of weeks ago, week number two. So just talk a little bit about, you know, coming on the heels of a very physical game. I mean, you guys certainly had yours against Central. There were no slouch. So, I mean, you get to this stage of the season, we're just now starting the halfway point. And from a physical standpoint in this league, how tough is it just to kind of get these guys back ready to go and try to get all the bumps and bruises that you have throughout the week, remedied and ready to go on Friday night?
That's definitely, just got to gear things back a little bit. Our trainers do a good job, and, we lift weights often, help kind of get them back and ready, healthy, ready to go by Friday. But, I think we still have our just typical week 4, week 5 bumps and bruises, and hopefully we can go again this week, play well, play another physical game, and then come out hopefully on top of it, but stay healthy. Each week, I think it's been everybody's gotten a lot better, and everybody's very physical this year. It's been a very physical year so far in our conference.
All right, what do you expect from Castle? Obviously Morgan's been their quarterback now for a while. I mean, he doesn't have maybe the weapons, at least in the backfield, that he had a year ago. But is this still the team that, kind of relies more on the run or the pass? They mix it up. I mean, what are you expecting defensively on Friday night, at least what you guys will have to do?
I think they still mix it up. They do a little bit. I mean, they throw it around, they run it, they do a little bit of both things well. I think they use the run to set up their play action pass, and he throws the ball well, and I know he doesn't have the guys he had last year, but he had some guys step in that's playing well this year. They got a couple running backs up front. They do a good job of their zone scheme, and it'll be a challenging ball game. And then them defensively, they fly around. They're a good defensive ball club, very sound. There's not too many weaknesses that we'll find out. We just got to come out there and be physical, make some plays, and do all those little things right. Take care of the football and all that. Hopefully we can do that tomorrow, Friday night.
All right, so then let me ask you this, Corey, just as far as physicality, I mean, how do you guys match up from a physical standpoint?
I think it's, again, that's going to be the key. I think part of the main key is who can win that battle up front line of scrimmage. I think we've, for most weeks, I think our group's been doing a good job with that, and I hope we can come out and do it again, but we got to come out ready to play. I think our first big road test, longer road test, was Jasper. I think that game we kind of did not get off the bus right off the bat, and we started off slow and got better as the night went on, but obviously it was just too late. So we got to start off fast and be ready to go when we get off the bus.
Well, again, this is an important kind of stretch for this Whites football team. I mean, for all the teams that are competing for championships. I mean, again, no easy week. There are some teams certainly that have separated themselves, and you guys find yourselves right there to kind of stay in the hunt. Right now it's Memorial, it's Castle, it's Wrights, and it's Jasper. And you've got Castle, Friday night. You've got Memorial then next week. So, I mean, everything that you guys, I would think, had on the chalkboard at the beginning of the year as far as goals are still right in front of you. And anytime you get to week six of the football season, and that's the case, then it's a good thing.
Definitely, yeah. We talk every year, like, our goal is to be able to compete and for the conference and city. And, that goal is still out there. But, I mean, the ultimate goal is still to get better each week and be ready for the sectional. But, that's getting ready for sectionals, have a chance, opportunity to win city, the SIC, and all that. That's still out there. So these guys can still control those goals, and it's still attainable.
Corey, really appreciate a few minutes of your time. Have a great week of practice, and all the best to you and the Panthers on Friday night against Castle.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's Corey Brunson. This has been the Wrights Football Show here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.